This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in, we don't get many calls, but if you'd like to, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. There's a link to your instructors on the website as soon as it's up. And I've got some work to do on that. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis. Dave Hodges is with us. Welcome, Dave Hodges.
Hello, Vinny. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, how fast are we doing this broadcast? Are we doing it 55, 65, 70 miles an hour? How fast are we going?
Well, presently I'm going 65, but I'll be moving in on a pitch. But don't worry, I can bi-locate, control the car, and talk to you, too.
Okay. Class, Dave Hodges is our newest instructor. And he has a broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network called Common Sense Show.com. And if you'd like to connect with him, that's a great way to do it. And he and I were talking offline about Ebola, and I've invited him to be on the air with us today and talk about Ebola. It's, you know, it's in the news, and a lot of us are concerned about it. And there are a lot of questions. Some of the questions are, is it a way to cause mass panic in the United States? I mean, we're not used to a pandemic. We're not used to an epidemic. So what we're going to talk about today is it airborne? The patent. How is it patented? Why? Why? And I'll tell you a few things that I've learned from Dr. Len Horowitz back in the 1990s. So, Dave, let's start with Ebola. Is it airborne? And by the way, we're getting a lot of wind noise.
Oh, here, let me, okay. I'm in Arizona, so we got the air conditioners on 24/7. Let me move it.
Okay.
Is it airborne? Yeah, it's airborne. And let me tell you what tipped me off. I was doing some research regarding the vaccine angle. And what I discovered was some Canadian researchers back in 2009 found that the Ebola virus could go from swine to primates. And so I asked the question, well, why couldn't it go to humans if it's crossing species and we're dealing with mammals? So I went through my handy-dandy university website, library website, where I can access databases around the world. And I have found, I would roughly estimate, about over 50 studies that show in some form that Ebola can go airborne. In fact, when you look at Ebola and Ebola resin, what some of the research shows that in optimal temperatures, so that means 53 to 55% humidity with 72 degrees Fahrenheit temperature, that the Ebola virus live outside the body on the surface for anywhere between 104 and 242 minutes, depending on the strain of the virus. And this is just one of multiple studies that shows this. And in addition, and I know it's morning, and I hope I don't cause anyone to lose their appetite, but when we had patient zero, as I dubbed him, Patrick Sawyer, board two planes in Liberia, when he was active with the Ebola virus, people say you can only get it through bodily fluid transmission. And I have to say to that au contraire, mon frere, because there are two research studies out there that show that if someone's vomiting or having diarrhea in the toilet, you flush it, it becomes aerosolized particles, and it can be transmitted. So, you know, long answer to your question, but there are multiple research studies, the quieter voices of science, not CNN or Fox, that tells you it's airborne. And then let's put on our common sense hat for a second. We have people who are trained workers with infectious diseases, fully suited, fully prepped and prepared and supposedly protected, who are contracting the virus and having to be brought back home to the United States to be treated. This virus is being transmitted in ways other than what the CDC is admitting to.
Dave, I remember many, many years ago reading about like a sneeze. And we would think that you could cover a sneeze and, you know, just, you know, it's contained within your hand or a handkerchief or Kleenex or something like that. And, but sneezes can travel at 200 miles an hour and go, what, 20 feet easily, right? Easily 20
yeah.
feet. So that's a huge concern. Now, what happens if someone sneezes who has or coughs with Ebola? Isn't that a great way of transmitting Ebola?
Yes, the cough aspect was also looked at by researchers. I did not include that in the article I wrote on this because I couldn't include all 50 studies. But, yes, the coughing is an issue. And let's go back to an old medical term, medical proposition called the dirty doorknob syndrome. We know we have oils and fluids on our hands. When we touch things like gas pumps and doorknobs and other public things that people touch regularly, and we know Ebola can stay alive outside the body under optimal conditions for quite a lengthy time, transmission can happen that way as well. But one of the things the Canadian study showed that's really concerning to me is the fact that the Africans have no chance of containing Ebola unless they kill off all their pigs. What that research study showed that started 5 years ago and was published in 2012, they said that they found that people could contract Ebola from eating swine. So what happens in Africa, and you don't see a lot of this in America, I don't think, where people go out in the bush and they hunt a pig, they kill it, they bake it, they cook it, they eat it, and then they get Ebola. That's happening in Africa. Now, here's why they can't contain it. If you have a quarantine zone, it's focused on humans. It's focused on isolating the healthy with the sick so the virus can't get out. But if you have some of the food supply that's affected by this, that's not being quarantined, and that's outside the quarantine zone. Ergo, I don't think Ebola can be contained in Africa. We're going to continue to see the spread both towards India, because Ebola is moving east across the African continent, and, of course, it's going to get transmitted by people who travel by air. And let me remind everybody, we're doing absolutely nothing to protect air travelers at our airports.
Dave Hodges, I have a friend who is an airline stewardess, and she and I communicate a lot, and she's telling me that some of her friends have gotten sick. Many of them have gotten cancer, and I'm talking about her peers who fly a lot. Now, if you fly a lot in one of these metal tubes and you are restrained in your seat and you can't move at certain times, and the air is recirculated and re-recirculated and re-recirculated over and over, isn't that like a great way to get a disease?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if you remember several years ago, and the number of years escapes me, but when drug-resistant tuberculosis became a health issue, that was one of the arguments that was made, that how do we protect air travelers? Is everybody going to travel with a mask on and wear gloves? Because, you know, if this applies to tuberculosis, then it probably applies to Ebola with what we know now.
Dave, you were talking about toilets before. And I remember reading about when these commercial type toilets, the ones that you might see at a mall, the ones you might see at a restaurant, these high pressure toilets that have the flush handle that's a lever that comes out the side that you might press with your foot rather than with your hand, that kind of a toilet. Those things aerosolize the whatever the contents in that toilet bowl are way more than we might think. It's really not visible to the naked eye unless you really study it. So, you know, one thing that we might want to talk about is a recommendation. If you happen to use one of those things, maybe you should turn away from the toilet as you flush it and get out of that stall as quickly as you can. What do you think?
Well, a lot of these stalls are automatic now. I mean, we're getting into some raunchy stuff here, but as soon as you stand up or move away from the urinal, then a lot of these are programmed flush. Mm-hmm. You know, once the stream is interrupted, then you see an automatic flush. Now, I don't know what the penetration level is for automatic toilets versus, you know, manual toilets that you have to flush. So I don't really know if you can get away from it. I mean, this is giving me pause when I'm out in public. Do I really want to go into a public restroom?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
go ahead.
I can tell you that Mrs. Finelli, my wife, if you see her come out of a public restroom, she will have the towel, the paper towel that she washes her hands with, in her hand as she uses it to open the door. She then holds the door open with her foot and then throws the paper towel in the trash container, you know, with her foot holding the door open. I mean, that's just something that, you know, our family does, you know, if we have to use a public restroom, which we really do not like to do. Dave, this is a real concern, as there are more and more of us on the planet, and as far as I can tell, there's no way of leaving the planet alive. There's no place to go, you know, that's for the long term. We're going to have to make the best of this. And I'm wondering, as we talk about Ebola, is this the device to limit population, or is this, you know, one device to limit population and maybe go over to Africa? Like, why not go to Africa? There's a lot of resources there, right? Why not thin out the population?
HIV, you're right. There's a lot of things in Africa right now that are widespread in terms of depopulation. You know, it's hard for me to read the minds of people. We can sometimes infer motive by the players that are involved. So let me go back to the beginning. The CDC holds a patent on Ebola, and this administrative situation is multi-layered. But let me tell you who's involved in it. A group called Crusell Lab actually developed a vaccine that they tested on humans in the third quarter of 2006. Yet mainstream media would have you believe that a vaccine, the first one, is under construction or development right now, which is very, very, very ill-advised. You cannot, and under any circumstances, develop a vaccine in 3 to 5 months and expect it to be safe without side effects. We learned that with H1N1. So that's a concern. They're lying about the fact that there isn't a vaccine. And when you have the CDC holding a patent on the vaccine, you know, that furthers the lie. And then you have the involvement of Bill Gates, who threw in $50 million initially as seed money. And then we traced the Bill Gates role on this. And I found this quite by accident, and I have to confess ignorance. I did not know what I'm about to tell you. There's a group called the Global Fund. Have you ever heard of them?
For only $123.93, save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're broadcasting at between 65 and 70 miles an hour, somewhere around there, with Dave Hodges. Dave Hodges, his website, commonsenseshow.com. He broadcasts on RBN Sundays, 9 to midnight, 3 hours. And we're talking about Ebola. I'm very concerned about it. I'm concerned about the spread of it. I'm concerned about it being used as a device to usher in more martial law in the United States. Dave, you were talking about CDC holding the patent on it. And please continue with that and take us into Bill Gates and so forth.
Sure. A lot of people are going to ask, how can the CDC patent something that comes out of nature? And I submit that it's been weaponized. And just the players involved, the NIH is involved, but more notably, so is the Army Lab on Infectious Diseases. And that, to me, speaks to weaponization. And if Ebola is, what we have right now is a series of strains. I believe it's a series of five strains, and it's artificially created, then you can patent that. In fact, the CDC holds the patent in Ebola up to 70% of the variants of the original virus. So they've opened the door for a whole lot of strains of weaponized Ebola. Now you have Bill Gates, who came into the scene, who put in $50 million of seed money. So he's bought into this, and of course he's a businessman and he's going to expect a return on investment. And I suspect that the Ebola vaccine is going to end up being mandatory. But that thought is really further bolstered by the fact that there's a group out there that I had never heard of, and I have to confess ignorance, but I came across them subsequent to my research on the patent. And this group is called the Global Fund.
and they have nothing to do with the stock market or banking or the IMF, as the name might suggest. They will be in charge of the disbursement of three major vaccines. Two of the areas for vaccinations I've never knew that there was a vaccine for. The three areas are tuberculosis, HIV, and, of course, Ebola. And to that end, Bill Gates has put in $560 million of his own money into the Global Fund. And, of course, Bill Gates is on record saying we need to vaccinate every child for everything from head to toe, including polio and so forth. So, you know, I think we're going to see all of these vaccines being mandatory. I think we're going to see an outbreak. I don't necessarily think a major one, although I can't be sure. And that is going to lead to an executive order which says you will be vaccinated or you'll go to a camp or we will shoot you or you'll be confined to your home. Some kind of restriction is coming because Bill Gates hasn't put over $600 million into this project without expecting something back in return.
Dave, have you seen the television series Revolution?
Yes, very much so. I am very familiar with it.
Okay. You know, I've been, I don't watch over-the-air television or satellite TV or anything like that or cable, but I do have some DVDs, and we share them with friends and family. And I've been watching from time to time the Revolution, the series Revolution, and exactly what you're talking about is portrayed in that series, where a group of people who are called the U.S., like United States, have been giving people a disease, and they're selectively engineering who lives and who dies by giving this disease, which is a killer, to people who are not part of the U.S. And it seems absolutely possible that this could happen, and probably is happening to us. I talked with Dr. Len Horowitz back in the 1990s, and he and my wife and our children were all talking for about a half an hour, just our family and Dr. Horowitz, and he said AIDS and Ebola are man-made, and they were designed to be surgically delivered, meaning designed to be able to, you could have a strike with this and not have high risk of the wind blowing backward to you and taking you out. So the plan was to deliver to the people that you want without mistake. That's what Dr. Len Horowitz told us back in the 1990s. And we come back from this break. Will you, please comment on your thoughts on that? Is that possible? Is he right? Dave Hodges is with us. Yeah. Dave Hodges with us. CommonSenseShow.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dave Hodges is with us, and we're talking about Ebola. And I mentioned that I met Len Horowitz, Dr. Len Horowitz, dentist, many years ago, back in the 1990s, and we were talking about AIDS and Ebola, and he talked about them being bioweapons, surgically delivered, and he said to me that the U.S. government and the military were involved in their creation. As a matter of fact, they were the ones who wanted these weapons created. Dave Hodges, your thoughts?
I think Dr. Horowitz is exactly right.
this virus just popped up out of nowhere, and that's not the way that nature works, especially, you know, this far into the modern science era. Ebola first appeared, if memory serves me correctly, in 1976 in Zaire, and we had laboratory capabilities dating back, you know, a few decades, at least a couple of decades. And so for this just to pop up without any known sources of mutation that would precede this just doesn't make any sense from a biological aspect. But then you also look at the fact that, wasn't it Fort Detrick? I remember that there was an Ebola outbreak. People came running out of the facility, and this was well chronicled. It just was lucky for humanity that it was the type of Ebola that couldn't be transmitted human to human. And so, you know, we've seen these kinds of leaks that have given us insight as to what is really going on with this. But, you know, even more to the point of today, I'm really concerned on the vaccine part, because if we have a lab called Crucell, and now the NIH owns the Crucell Ebola vaccine, they own the patent on it, and this was tested in 2006. Penny, that's 8 years ago. 8 years ago, and not one word of this in the mainstream media yet. It's child's play to find it. And now we're working supposedly on a brand new vaccine. And you talked about predictive programming. You know, that's my term for what you were discussing with the show Revolution. There's another show out there that we should talk about. It's called The Last Ship. And I love to record this show. I don't, like yourself, I don't watch much or hardly any television, but I like to know what the bad guys are up to. So when I heard about this series, you know, coming online, I said, well, yeah, I'm going to record this and watch it. So it airs, the show airs when I'm broadcasting my show. So I record it, and I'm able to get through an episode, an hour episode, in about 30 minutes to get the gist. Let me tell you how the show ended up in series one, that just our season one, which just concluded. They this ship was out to sea. They were on a secret mission to develop a vaccine. They did not think, or the authorities did not think, that this virus would sweep across the planet as quickly as it ended up doing, killing 80% of humanity. Well, they developed the vaccine on this ship, and the show becomes a series of twists and turns and how they escape the Russians and all these other threats. But here's where we get to the meat of the matter. The ship docks in Baltimore, and they hook up with what's left of the U.S. government. And so the doctor who developed the this virus vaccine, which really has gone unnamed, is working with these other scientists, and she looks at the vaccine work they're doing, and it's designed to hasten death. And then the final scene of the series for this season, the captain of the ship observes dead bodies being thrown into flatbed trucks, and the bodies are thrown into these massive fires, and they're using the bodies to basically heat and light the city of Baltimore. And the lady who's running the U.S. government gets confronted. She gets confronted by her own daughter who was on the ship, and she said, this is the way it has to be. There's too many people to control. Eerily similar to what you just described with Revolution, that the U.S. government was actively depopulating its population with a vaccine.
Dave Hodges, I had a friend who was around 80 years old. He's in his 80s. And he had cancer, but he's doing fine. And he said he was going to the doctors. And I said, Paul, here's what they're going to do. They're going to tell you you need a flu shot. Don't take it. Promise me that you will not take this flu shot. He said, okay, I got it. I won't do it. Called him a couple days later, and you know, I would check on him, you know, every day, every other day or so. I go visit him. I lived a few miles down the road, and we were friends. And so he said, Vinny, you're going to be mad at me. The doctor said I needed the flu shot, and he was afraid I'd get the flu, so he gave me this immunization. Paul died about 30 days later. Excruciating death. I believe, I can't prove it, but it is my opinion, it is my belief that these immunizations are killers. I believe that autism is up. I believe disease is up. I believe our immune system has been compromised by these immunizations that people are taking and getting because they think they're gonna help them live longer. And in fact, I think it's hastening our death.
Well, we're the most vaccinated society on the face of the earth.
and we spend 10 times more than any other nation on medicine. Yet according to the CIA fact book in 2012, we have the 51st longest lifespan. We live 1 year less than the third world country citizens of Cuba. So I think the circumstantial evidence is in. I think you're exactly right.
And I don't know what to do about it other than ring the alarm, talk about it, you know, publicly, tell our friends at the meetups, you know, whatever you do. Seriously, don't take vaccines, and we don't. And we see the results of autism. We see the results of asthma. It's unbelievable. I mean, we are really, really sick. I mean, physically sick. Let's talk about quarantine. What do you think is going to happen in this country?
Well, I think the best predictor is what's going on in Liberia now. If you go to the CDC website, they use two terms, and they don't use them interchangeably. They don't mean the same thing. One term is isolation, and the other is quarantine. Isolation is where health authorities come in, and they're protected in the hazmat suits, and they move the patient or isolate the patient in that particular area to where they can't be contagious to other people. Well, that works well and good is that you maybe have 10, 20 cases that you can isolate. But as soon as you reach the hundreds or the thousands, certainly, you know, you have basically taken away your isolation option. So what they're doing in Liberia is they're doing full-out quarantines. And quarantines is where you lock the healthy in with the unhealthy. And I saw a YouTube video, and it wasn't the clearest, but you could surmise the meaning. There was gunfire, and you could hear chatter about people trying to get away, but you heard the gunfire. And from what I understand, in Liberia, they have two rings of containment. One is non-lethal weapons technology, as much as they have it. They don't have a lot of it. Rubber bullets and so forth. The outer ring, of course, is the more lethal, you know, shoot on sight if you're trying to escape. This is what I think is going to come here, because let's just say that a flight comes into Boston and you have a plane full of infected Ebola people. You know, by noon that day, you're going to have infected, just in that city alone, probably as much as 250 to 500,000 people. You've lost the ability to isolate. They will do containment. But there's a difference in America that we don't see in Liberia. We have 150 million gun owners that own 300 million handguns. And if people realize that they're being trapped, and they're healthy, they're being trapped, and it's only a matter of time until they get the Ebola from the unhealthy ones, they're going to band together and try to fight their way out. It could get really bloody.
Dave, I believe you said 150 million gun owners with 300 million guns. Is that right?
Well, I hope I'm close.
Okay. I have a feeling that if I had to estimate, I would say a gun owner, I don't know a single gun owner. Well, I do. I know one. I know one gun owner who has one. All the other gun owners that I know have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So I think the number might be larger. However, on the downside of that, I know hunters who will, as we get close to hunting season, will say, "Yeah, I'm going to have to go to Walmart and get some shells. I'm going to have to get a box. You know, a box might be 20." So, although there are lots of firearms in this country, I don't think there's lots of ammunition for many of we the people. Dave, we talked about quarantine. We talked about isolation. I believe what you're saying is that Americans are not going to take kindly to quarantine. Is that what you're saying?
No, and I wouldn't either.
No, and I'm not either.
I will not be locked in near or in proximity to infected people. And I don't think my feelings are unique.
One of the things that I say about us at USA Prepares is that we don't take direction very well. We really don't. I had a general come to a meetup at every Monday we have a meetup in Springfield, Missouri, where our listeners in class join me for dinner at a restaurant, and we actually literally take over this restaurant. It's just us. It's a private meeting, but you're welcome to come if you listen to us. But you know, if you're a politician, it won't work. But anyway, we had the Missouri Citizens Militia there, and the general was speaking to us about, you know, chain of command and following orders, and I interrupted him. And I asked him for the microphone, and he gave it back to me, and I said, I don't know if you understand. We don't take direction very well here. And it's true. And that's kind of who we are. So if we are being forced into quarantine or martial law, I think there's going to be some shooting. Probably in both directions.
I was on the Hagman & Hagman report last night with Greg Eason. Uh-huh. Sheila Zelensky was hosting. And Greg and I completely agree on the other side of this equation. How many American law enforcement and military will actually fire on American citizens when ordered to do so? And we I offered this as my evidence to the discussion with Greg. I said that you go to the field of social psychology and the Milgram Obedience Study, the Solomon Ash Line Study, and the Zimbardo Prison Study, and they all speak to the same numbers. About 2 in 3, 65% of the people will probably comply. And Greg's figures from his own information said he thought 60%. So we were almost identical on the number.
Hold that thought. Dave Hodges, Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For a special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dave Hodges is with us, and Dave, I kind of think I've got to agree with you. You know, 2 out of 3 will fire upon us, and that's what you discussed on Hagman and Hagman. And by the way, I've invited Greg Hagman to come to the expos in Missouri. So maybe he'll get a chance to come to the farm, spend some time with the freeze dry guys. I know they're buddies, and hopefully you'll be able to make it out this way too, if your schedule allows, out in March of 2015 at the Get Prepared Expo. But I kind of agree that 65% of the government will fire upon us when ordered to do so. And my research shows me that the older guys, the older, more seasoned government employees, are the ones who will not fire. And the young ones who have been programmed that we are evil, those are the ones who will fire on us. Is that in line with your thinking?
Exactly. And two things, too, to go to that point. Rick Evenson has been real consistent stating this. He's a former law enforcement official. And I interviewed a gentleman, and his name escapes me, but he used to be the chief of police in Columbus, Ohio. And in retirement, he was running their police academy. And he came on my show in the news segment and said exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was at Harbor Freight one day, which is a Chinese import factory outlet for tools, and I needed some tools, and I ran into this cop of a very small town, and he said to me he's been buying ammo, and when it happens, whatever it is, when it happens, he's turning in his badge, he's going home, and he's protecting his young family. He is a young guy, and he is not going to be part of it. However, he's not going to be stopping it. He's just getting away from it. And that is a big concern of mine I'm calling it the blue plague. I'm saying that these guys are willing to tase us, to beat us, to throw us down, to put us in the hospital, to shoot at us. And they're doing it with impunity. As a matter of fact, yesterday we talked on the air about one of our staff, his name is Steve Engel, and he's a historian for the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and he's a historian for USA Prepares, comes to the meetups. He spent time at the farm here. Well, the police showed up at just after midnight at his house. They said they got 3 911 calls, hang-ups. They showed up. They pulled him out of his house, threw him down, put him in the hospital for 4 or 5 hours, and then he's facing a court appearance for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon of two police officers who yanked him out of his own house. So I'm real concerned about what's happening with the Blue Plague.
Yeah, I am too. And the incidences of police brutality, is no secret, are growing by leaps and bounds. And it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. And these people will form the vanguard of what's happening to us. Now, there's one thing that's happening in the military that's not happening in law enforcement, and that's our disaffected veterans and our disaffected active duty personnel who see the nonsense behind our foreign policy when they come back from places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're not all on board with the government and much higher rates than I think law enforcement is. And I really believe this, and I stand with Greg Evenson on this point. The only way we're going to correct this is for the military to stand up to what's going on. And I never thought I'd advocate for a military coup, but I think this is the only option we have left.
Well, some of those who might have been able to be involved with that have been removed. We've had some of them on the air here with us talking about that, and they've been removed by the Obama regime. They, you know, I'm talking about some of the highest ranking military minds that we have removed.
Yeah, I'm well aware of what you're talking about, but I still think that remains our best possibility with their successors.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Dave Hodges, commonsenseshow.com on Republic Broadcasting Network. Dave, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your thoughts on Ebola. We'd love to have you back again and again and again. Godspeed, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about property and theft of property with Jim Lovell. We'll be right back after Top of the Hour news and commercial announcements.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.